Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
Now, don't go beast mode on me, Tom.
I'll try my best, but no promises. I've been known to do it at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
Drop of a snapback with a straight brim.
Yeah. Tom fucking he freaks out and goes psycho if that happens.
Oh, man, if anything touches my snapback, I'm liable to snap. Jack.
Fuck.
Hey, watch out. Watch out, buddy. you put me on the back foot. My foot's going up your back.
Oh, fuck.
Until it finds your hole.
Yes.
And then it's taking a sweet little pause. It's pulling over, having itself a rest stop.
Taking its sweet little paws, using them to walk along the sweet little ground.
Yes.
Licking them paws.
Yes.
Rubbing its sweet little ears. So, Tom, you spend about a third of your life asleep.
Oh, fucking hell.
Have you ever thought about how that sleep time interrupts your beast mode?
Certainly I've wondered. Is there a way for me to remain beast mode even when asleep or to alleviate being asleep?
Well, no, there isn't. But with our new mattresses, maybe you could.
We tried to get a sponsorship from Casper Mattresses. They listened to the podcast, said, "This is gross and bad." But they referred us to their good friend, the gross bad counterpart of Casper Mattresses, Slimer Mattresses.
Slimer Mattresses. So we now have a sponsorship with Slimer Mattresses.
Yep.
It's the kind of mattress that will never let you go meast dud and will also...
Damn it. Man, if you have a stroke, I'm not going to be able to tell.
Slimer wasn't even from Casper, so you're an idiot.
But he's like the yucky version of a ghost. You try and find a yucky ghost and never
mind. There are three yucky ghosts in Casper, the friendly ghost. I can't believe you're
Do you know
this.
Their names?
There is.
That would be crazy to me.
Stinky, Stretch, and...
Oh, this sucks.
Stinky, Stretch, and... What's the other one? It's like Burpee or something. Stinky, Stretch... Tom, look it up.
No.
Tom.
Okay, fine.
I'll look it up.
No. Demi, put your phone away.
No.
Okay, wait. No, I'll look it up. You tell me what some of your most recent alarms have been, maybe.
Oh, do you want me to go through my alarms?
That's always some good Demi content.
Okay, so what I wrote into Google just now was Casper Ghost Evil Guys, and it came up with Carrigan Crittenden, so I don't know who that is.
Okay.
I'll tell you what my alarms have been. Here we go. Let's go through my fucking alarms.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit, that was a good one to open up to. There was one at 6:50 p.m. that says, "I'm always only scared." There's one.
That's an alarm?
Yeah. Let's go back to the very earliest alarms. So there's some just called alarm. There's one that's called bowl song, which was, you know, that turned into fucking something.
Yeah.
Hey? Let's look at these. There's 10 of them labeled beach.
I'm on the Casper fandom wiki.
Yes.
And let me tell you this. The ghostly trio are who we were thinking of.
Yes.
They're the three uncles of Casper.
Right.
And their species is ghosts. David!
David, don't eat.
Stop eating that. I don't know what it is.
What is it? I think it's bok choy.
Yeah, it looks like green.
I think it's probably fine for
it's
him,
a
but.
Leaf. It's probably fine.
It's probably fine.
Yeah.
Leave it there if he wants to eat it.
Stretch, Stinky, and Fatso.
Oh, Fatso was the one I was missing, but I got Stretch and Stinky.
You did. Species, ghost, gender, male. Oh, then you have their friends, enemies, and relatives.
Oh, please tell me about their friends, enemies, and relatives, Tom.
Well, their friends are Dr. James Harvey and Kathleen Cat Harvey. Sometimes, in brackets, after Kathleen Cat Harvey. And then
sometimes.
Enemies, they lead off with Kathleen Cat Harvey. Sometimes.
But they always love the doctor.
No, apparently briefly he is also their enemy.
The doctor? Squiggly wiggly, biggly jiggly, I got a bloody hammer, it's magic.
Oh, watch out, everyone, got me sonic hammer and I'm about to go bing bang bong.
Watch out, got me space hammer, gotta go bang bong, don't work on wood, does it? I'm in space.
Oh, man.
Don't show me a clock, I'll fuck it.
Oh, it's me greatest enemy, a prop.
Oh, it's me
greatest. It's standing still.
Oh, a bloody prop, are you kidding me? Let me look at this woman who's just a flap of skin.
God damn.
What are you doing? Why are you so pretty? Van Gogh's got to be so sad.
Oh, I'm the doctor, aren't I? Ooh, I'm changing. I'm changing. Oh, I'm the doctor, aren't I?
Oh, I'm the doctor.
I'm entirely different.
I don't have the same memories.
Man, the doctor, the skinny doctor with the bow ties, exudes.
Benedict
he activates.
Cumberbatch.
Yeah, no, that's not Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, it's yeah.
That's Sherlock.
Benedict Cumberbatch was also a doctor.
I don't think he was.
Tom?
Was he?
Which one of us is on Tumblr?
Yeah, but wasn't... No,
Tom?
I'm thinking of Matt Smith is the one with the bow ties.
I think another one had bow ties and I think it was Benedict Cumberbatch.
I'm going to look up, was Benedict Cumberbatch in Doctor Who?
He fucking was.
Benedict
Cumberbatch. Wait, how much do you want to bet? How much do you want to bet? How much do you want to bet? Tom, stop,
Doctor
stop.
Who?
Stop, how much do you want to bet?
$50.
$50. Okay.
Wait, no. We were going to do this. One viewing of Wonder Woman 1984.
All right. Okay.
Loser has to watch Wonder Woman 1984.
Okay.
If Benedict Cumberbatch is in Doctor Who,
okay.
I have to watch it.
Yeah.
If he isn't, you have to watch it.
Okay, go.
Okay, I'm now going to raise the brightness on the screen to reveal the results. And it was whether he was Doctor Who.
If he was Doctor Who, you have to see Wonder Woman 1984.
I see.
And
okay. Now, refresh my memory. Is Doctor Who, is his real name Howard Carter?
What the fuck?
In the story False Gods? Or is that, oh no. He's Sherlock, and he also appeared alongside Peter Capaldi as the 12th Doctor in The Sprout Boy Meets a Galaxy of Stars.
Oh, I was thinking of Matt Smith.
Yeah, you were. So now...
Oh, hold on. I just said that he was in Doctor Who.
No, I didn't say that he was Doctor Who. No.
Sorry, Tom. Looks like you're going to be watching Wonder Woman 1984.
No, I'm so sorry, Tom. I am so sorry that he was in Doctor Who.
And you're going to have to be watching Wonder Woman 1984. Tom.
No.
No, actually, I think I was right.
No, absolutely not.
Benedict Cumberbatch was in Doctor Who, so.
Yeah, but this is not the spirit of it. You know that we were.
I said he was in Doctor Who.
You are a little shit.
No.
If you do this.
No, you're going to have to watch it. Sorry, babe. Tell me if Benedict's in it.
Oh!
Does he play Wonder Woman?
Oh, my God.
Got me big hammer!
No.
Where is Jilly Jackie? One of us had the scar.
I'm sorry. Okay, let's take a break.
Why?
I need to process.
What you do?
All right, we're back. We're back.
Yeah.
I'm composed.
Hey, has Baby got us? Because we're back. You like that?
Yeah, it was great. Kind of appealed to my love of pop culture.
Yeah.
The same way one of my gorgeously polished Funkos does.
Yeah, why do you polish those? Are you proud?
Absolutely. And also, any excuse to touch them.
Yeah.
Ooh, mama.
Of course, you're using boot polish in all of the white Funko Pops, yes?
Yeah. Apart from on the lips, of course.
Yeah, not on the lips. So.
I like trying to turn Funko Pops into an investment by just steadily putting all the white actors in blackface.
How would that
it's
be
a
an
custom
investment?
Job.
Oh, it's like, yeah. I don't like when the air conditioner growls at us.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know why it does it, and I don't like when it does it.
This house has a lot of unpleasant sounds attached to it.
Yeah, Tom.
Sometimes that, no.
Is one?
No.
Yes?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, no, you know what? You were right. But it's your voice saying Tom that's the unpleasant sound.
Yeah. I did get killed in Rust for having an annoying voice.
Yeah, what was that interaction like again?
It was me saying, hello! And a man saying, I'm not gay, but your voice is fucking annoying and killing me with a boat oar.
Man, in terms of last words, hello has to be up there with don't, huh?
Hello!
Back in the day, yeah. Those had to be neck and neck.
Yeah.
Or whatever the old version of hello was.
Yeah, at least I knew he wasn't gay, though.
Yeah.
Thank hard God. To figure out what he meant by that. Like, I'm not gay, so I should want to fuck your voice, but I don't.
Is I'm not it? Gay, but your voice is annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
It feels like he was just walking around being like, gay people, okay, now yeah. remember, the first person you see, you're going to want to tell them you're not gay.
Yeah.
But then he was like, oh, this thought doesn't really join up, but I guess they're going together anyway. Like, I think he probably reached the middle of the sentence and was like, well, this doesn't make sense, but yeah. I mean, she's not going to hang around and give me a rebuttal. Dunk.
I'm not gay, but did you know you shouldn't push Q-tips too far into your ear? Brains me.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think all I said was, aw, as I was dying.
It seems, I think I'm going to get into it, but it does seem like a very bleak public player base.
Oh, I did find one very chill person that wanted to roleplay with me.
Back in, when I was playing Destiny 2 for a little bit, I never really played with other people. I played like a few times with Ben Russell, but then Destiny. The one time I played in competitive after like reinstalling it on the PS5 4 and being like, I wonder if this is still fun. I played like one PvP match and immediately after it, one of my teammates messaged me and said, you suck at this game. So bad.
Having two Destinies seems like cheating.
It's Destiny is a very strange game because the first one was the one that they paid Peter Dinklage a lot to do all the voiceovers in.
All of the voiceovers?
Well, all the voice. He was the voice of guy. Like the, yeah, but the guy that he was voicing, I think the guy that he was voicing was like the little robot that hovers around and follows you everywhere.
That sucks. I thought maybe he was doing a Freddie Murphy where everybody has the same voice.
Yeah. He's on differently.
Yeah.
Heighted chairs.
And one of the robots has a fat suit on, but it's made for a person.
Hey, hey, hey. but there's one infamous moment where you have no idea what any of the story is because it's fucking unpassable sci-fi video game shit. And then at one point you shoot someone and he just says, that wizard came from the moon.
Is he talking about me, Doctor Who?
Oh, man. I hope he's not talking about Doctor Who.
Wiggly jiggly tiny diny.
Ooh, I've got me sonic hammer and I'm ready to go to town.
My wife's a dinosaur.
Yeah. Do you think Doctor Who's ever stuck that thing? Does Doctor Who have normal human genitals or does he?
Maybe that's a good thing to look up.
Probably not actually now that I'm coming to it.
I'll look it up. Let me look up whether Doctor Who has normal human genitals.
That wizard came from the moon.
So, yeah, I'm just going to look up. All right. Does Doctor Who have normal human genitals?
Here he is.
And my phone has gotten very hot and says, actually, his name is the Doctor.
Here, check this out. Oops.
That sounds good.
The Hive haven't been on Earth in centuries. That wizard came from the moon. I thought we had them contained there. The darkness could be a lot closer than we think.
Okay. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peeper.
That wizard came from the moon.
I always forget
it's not his fault, really.
No, but I always forget that he's American.
Huh, me too.
It's so weird that he's American.
Yeah.
Because he seems so very British, and also I guess he had a British voice in that whole dragon show.
Yeah. I guess that is what the show boiled down to. Holes and dragons.
Holes and dragons, I think.
Yeah. One lures you in and then the other one lets you keep it around.
All right, so I looked up, does Doctor Who have viewership numbers? Human genitals.
Yeah.
And so what it's come up with is kidshealth.org. Why does the doctor have to examine my testicles for teens?
Okay, would you like to go into that?
No, I think I'll just, a penis exam. How to self-test when to see a doctor. Okay.
Oh, man. Last one I took of these, my penis flunked out. Didn't even bring a pencil.
I forgot to bring my penis to the test.
Oh, wait, no, there it is. My eyes refocused.
Inched up your back.
It was nervous. I should be able to hide my penis under my balls.
Yeah, why don't
you? Or wrap it around, kind of like I'm...
Wrap it around where?
Like I'm attaching my balls to my body, like with a roof rack. You know how people like, yeah.
Well, like just tucking?
I guess it is tucking, but in my mind, I'm looping it over the balls and then the balls are staying in place.
You could do that. You could try.
I could try.
You could try.
But what's the point, Dammy?
Look, sometimes art doesn't have to be about me.
All right, well, tell me about Doctor Who's penis or whatever.
A penis exam is more involved than you might think. Doctors know it as a genitourinary and rectal exam, which involves your, all right, dot points, groin, penis head, glands, and shaft, scrotum and testicles, anus and rectum, and prostate.
The thing that surprises me there is listing the separate bits of the penis. Imagine the guy getting the penis exam and then just like, whoa, 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 we didn't say the glands.
Wait, my ass is part of my dick?
You stick to shaft only, buddy.
Shaft only. And use two hands like they do in the movies. Why is examining your genitalia important?
Yeah.
Genital exams keep you intimately aware of how the entire area typically looks and feels.
I love when people use two hands on my penis.
Yeah.
They put one hand on the penis and then they use the other to cover their laughing mouth.
I love when people use two hands on my penis. They put one on one side and one on the other side. And then they watch a magic show and clap as hard as they can.
I think my penis actually really rewards using two hands on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slamming them both down on it like it's a buzzer in Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just slamming it right into the old pelvis.
I love when someone uses two hands on my penis. They put a sock over one hand and make a little puppet, then shove their other hand down my throat and make my penis into a puppet and have a little conversation.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm really glad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that the best thing that people can do when they use two hands on my penis is to just hold them up in the air and back away slowly because they don't want any of that heat that I'm packing.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot.
Don't shoot.
Say.
Don't shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. They use one hand to point at my penis and the other to beckon over help to tend to what they think is the victim of a horrible car crash. It somehow has only affected his groin. Oh, this thing looks all messed up. Oh, no. It's either a car crash or his groin was suspended over the edge of like a seaside cliff and steadily eroded away. Girls love when your dick looks like one of those pieces of glass you find in the ocean, right?
Yeah, girls love your dick looking like sea glass. Like it's got a couple of small ridges and you can see a little bit of the Cooper's label, but it's also very, very smooth.
Yeah.
And flat. I love when people use two hands on my penis because, your penis. Love when people use two hands on your penis because they use one hand to put the penis under the hydraulic press and they use the other hand to push the button.
Yeah.
Straight.
If you're going to use three hands, you should use that third hand to like, comment, and subscribe. Check a thumbs up. Me telling the sex worker to use two hands on my dick and she just keeps using one hand and then starts using the other hand to give a thumbs down. This thing sucks. Yuck.
Yeah. I really love when people use two hands on your penis.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
One of the things I like about it is how they'll look at the penis and then they'll just jack off their own finger with one of their hands because there's nothing to grab onto on your body.
Yeah. Yeah. If I had to describe my dick, I would say hardest difficulty handhold on a rock climbing wall.
Is it like blue or green or something?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. It's like it's barely coming out of the wall.
And
you're looking at it, you're like, how do I interact with
this? How can I even? Am I going to have to? All right. Someone find me a horny female mouse so we can clamp it to the wall on this thing. Yeah.
Putting out a wanted ad, being like, looking for a mouse with really tiny pussy. Another wanted ad below that. Yes, tiny for a mouse.
Right under that, one that you can answer that a man is like, I yanked out one singular beard hair. Does anyone have one to rent? You go fuck his paw.
Yeah. I got to open up that paw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is there a follicle on the end of your dick?
I looked at, so I'm on the TARDIS fandom page, which is a Doctor Who fandom page. I believe I'm on the TARDIS fandom page for penis.
I use an eyelash for a dildo because it's what I'm used to.
A penis, also known as a cock, was a reproductive organ.
Was.
Yeah.
What is it now?
I don't know, but they're being very optimistic. Papal villagers on Jengel wore leaves and vegetable gourds over their penises to show power in bed. Sarah Jane once kicked Jack Cooper in the groin after he threatened to kill her.
Wait, what fucking show is this from?
Doctor Who, I think.
What?
I can't tell.
Who the fuck is Sarah Cooper? I mean, I don't know.
The appearance of the alien Arato was originally seeming shaped like a penis, forcing production crew to alter its appearance.
What?
Some alien called Arato that I assume was in Doctor Who?
The fuck? Is this like old, old Doctor Who?
I don't...
Does the Doctor have a dick or not?
No.
Does the Doctor... Does?
Okay, does, yeah, but here's the thing. You can't just say the Doctor, I don't think.
Does the Doctor Who have a penis?
Okay, I'm going to go... And that's just going to take you to someone who's trying to meet up with a Doctor who has a penis. Which is too many doctors.
To appease says male fans, Doctor Who announces every Dalek will.
Okay, that's like a parody article, right? Immediately.
Is all right. But also, the Doctor was a woman once, so it should just be like genitals. Should we ask whether the Doctor has a pussy?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe the I feel like the Doctor probably just doesn't have genitals.
I feel like he probably does.
Does the Doctor Who?
Maybe have like he trades off having genitals.
Maybe.
Does the Doctor from Doctor Who have genitals? It's just giving me the same.
Well, it says, as the fifth Doctor explained, gender is a very fluid concept, Nyssa. For some people, more than others, a Time Lord even more so. Which is crazy, because I'm pretty sure the fifth Doctor was one of the real early ones, wasn't it? Like, from back in the day.
Guess.
The 13th Doctor had similar thoughts. Biological sex is flexible among my people, and gender is merely a social construct. Amy Pond had met species with only one gender or three, or in one case, 72. Okay, well,
maybe
I want to know whether they have pussy cocks.
Apparently he's shagged, and sorry about that, everyone, but apparently he has shagged Queen Elizabeth I.
That would have been, can I guess? I reckon that was the David Tennant Doctor.
Okay, Queen Elizabeth... Well, it can't have been the scarf cunt. Queen Elizabeth I, Doctor Who sex.
Scarf cunt is what I have because you can wear it like one that's long.
You got one big labia and it just goes all the way around.
Yeah.
Great thing about Demi's pussy. You're attending to that right labia and you're like, oh, okay. Well, sure wish there was more of this, but I guess I'm done. Then you look over to the left and what's that on the left? More right labia.
Huh?
Whoa.
Oh, an ocean of labe.
Doctor Who theory. The Doctor had a child with Queen Elizabeth I. The 10th Doctor in the episode The End of Time claims that he married and deflowered Queen Elizabeth I, saying she is no longer the Virgin Queen.
Ew. David Tennant, why'd you do that?
Later on in The Day of the Doctor, we see the 10th Doctor wed Queen Elizabeth and also, presumably, have sex with her. This is something that then showrunner Stephen Moffat also confirmed. Yeah, he fucked.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me say it out loud, but yeah, they fucked. They went crazy.
I had a friend who was obsessed with Doctor Who in the David Tennant era, which is why I know that he was the 10th Doctor.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
It makes me very Oh, God. Stephen Moffat confirms Doctor had premarital sex with Elizabeth I.
Oh, my God. Stephen, shut up.
Stephen, what are you doing?
Just shut up. Just shut up. Just shut up. Just shut up.
Yeah, that's it. I will be reading this. How valid are the Doctor's marriages to Elizabeth I, Marilyn Monroe, and River Song?
River Song was like, yeah, I remember that. She was like some broad that was like smart and had a dog called K-9 and it was like,
oh, I remember K-9. Yeah. I used to really like K-9. I read the books of Doctor Who because they were just kind of like left, I know. But as a kid, they were just around. And they were like the books from way back in the day from before it became a TV show again. Mm-hmm. So they were just around me and I was like a little nerd who was hungry for anything. And so I read books featuring K-9. And then when I saw K-9 in real life, I was like so dismayed that I was supposed to have been picturing this blocky piece of shit.
Well, it did look like a cardboard box.
But yeah, sorry, I should have brought that up that I have read Doctor Who books. I did read them as a child.
I'm severely dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird because Doctor Who is another one of those things that was like not ruined by its fans, but ruined by... like the saturation of its fans being like, this will be my personality. You know?
Yeah.
What are you reading that's upsetting you?
Oh, just all of it.
What's happening?
Okay, so...
Doctor Who, a like of the fuck?
It seems like he fucked Queen Elizabeth I.
Okay.
Apparently he ran off straight after the ceremony was complete, but
then how'd they fuck?
He said they did it before the marriage.
God, who fucking cares?
Apparently me, I guess.
When's Lizzie II gonna die, you reckon? Let's make bets. Let's make a Deadpool.
Tomorrow. And also chimichanga.
Oh, funny. I look like a burnt... I look like an avocado that's fucked.
Could I be any more of a merc with a mouth?
Could I be any more? I'm TJ Miller. I'm a pest.
Let's think of Deadpool in different situations. Okay, so this is Deadpool in. Can I get a location? Anyone?
My mouth.
Okay, this is Deadpool in my mouth.
My mouth.
This is Deadpool in Demi's mouth. Oh, boy. It sure is wet in here. Wouldn't be the first time a strange-looking, burnt-up, really small dick has been in... Me? Like, I'm tiny and I'm in your mouth, and I'm kind of like an anti-hero, which means, you know, I'm a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time one of those has been a really strange, small, burned-up, fucked-up, kind of like twisted, morally ambiguous... Dick has been in here.
Yeah.
Would it?
Finn. Cut to black.
Cut to black.
All right, now give me a location.
Yeah, we're doing all my jokes now end with the end of Sopranos.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
Now give me a location.
All right. This is at the beach.
Okay. I'm at the beach. It sure is wet in here.
Demi.
Is that Demi Lardner's mouth?
Demi.
Yes? Tom? Yes?
You're just doing the mouth again, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
I'll continue.
God, I wish, I'm in the water now.
Okay, and I can see him clambering into the mouth, Demi.
No.
Okay.
Now, watch me, maybe he'd fuck a fish's body.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I think he probably would.
Fuck a fish's body? It's funny and
Deadpool
crude.
Would probably climb into the ocean and find himself a big fish and be like, whoa!
A real big fish.
Oh. The guy in the ska band getting angry at him because he's all just sticking his dick in the end of the trombone. He's like trying to wave him away. Waving his head from side to side. He's like, No, that would suck.
Don't fuck my horn. Nobody wants to see you fucking all my horns. Don't fuck my horn. It makes such a weird squelching noise when you put the cum into my horn.
Man, real big fish. I went to see them in concert. And it was one of the only times. Yes, I saw them live, Demi. Okay, so would it be cooler to say that I saw them at a gig?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
And that is the issue that I had with it.
Well, they were a ska band, so I'm going to continue saying that I saw them in concert.
Yeah. I saw Good Charlotte once.
Whoa, what was that like?
The bass player, I actually thought it was really cool because the bass player had broken his leg that day, but he was like, oh, I don't really have time to take painkillers, so I'll just drink a whole bottle of wine on stage.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's one of those things that is cool if you're in even the shittiest band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also they kept fucking up, like the two brothers, they kept fucking up. They were like climbing on amps and at the end of a song they would jump off and they every single time, they tried to do it four times and they jumped off out of time with each other. They couldn't hit the floor at the same time or at the same time as like the last beat of the song.
Oh man, that sucks.
Fuck, it was great.
That's like the one thing you want to do.
It's like,
I guess
yeah.
If you're on an amp, that's hard.
Why?
Well, like they're not the most athletic guys.
What are their names? Billy Joel and...
Yeah, Billy Joel and Mr.
Piano,
Shoes.
And Piano Man, I think.
Yeah, Piano Man. That is crazy that they're brothers and they couldn't sync up a fall. Because from memory, they're pretty much like palette swaps. Like they're the same amount of mass to each guy.
I think one is fatter.
Whoa!
They're not twins.
Whoa!
And even if they were, they can be fatter than each other.
That's true.
Both
we
of them
that.
Can at once. Be fatter than the other.
Yeah, they're just getting racing.
One of them's an hourglass and one of them's like a tummy glass where the top and the bottom are both really skinny and
yeah.
All of the sand just stays in the middle to tell you how long the sand's going to be there.
Yeah, finally. I think what you're describing, Demi, is a sand bottle.
No.
Turning my sand bottle over again.
No, it's a tummy glass.
To measure a really small amount of time.
Yeah. An hourglass, what about a second glass?
Mm.
It's a cup of sand.
Stupid.
It's a jar of sand with a top on.
Stupid.
Fuck
shit.
Off.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
God, you're stupid.
No, I'm stupid. Wait.
Holy shit. Now you have to watch Wonder Woman.
No, I'm not watching Wonder Woman. You are. Benedict Cumberbatch was in Doctor Who.
Yeah, but that's not. This sucks.
What are you looking at, bitch?
I'm currently looking at these TARDIS.fandom.com article for sex.
That's not your word.
Okay. And boy, Kragoom, a great old one, shagged planets to death.
Do they have to say shagged?
It's very upsetting, isn't it?
It's always been the worst word for fucking.
I can't picture anyone shagging having an orgasm.
No. You're shagging to rattle your bones around near each other.
Yeah.
And, like, get all the cheese off the end of your schlong.
You shag to make, like, I don't know, a factory worker with pale, pale skin.
Yeah.
You shag to make someone who eventually goes on to own, like, a British flag cap or something.
You shag in a barn.
Yeah.
And it's just through frustration.
Shagging doesn't create any kind of pleasure from either party, but it does make redheads. Weirdly, it's the only reliable thing that you can do. Just get two.
Out of the park, babe.
Yeah, just classic bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just classic.
You know who's had it too good
fuckery.
For too long? Yeah, we're bringing back Ragging on Gingers,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right, hey, let's.
I think you make love to make short kings, though.
Yeah, every time you see a guy who's like 5'2", his
parents fucking loved you.
Oh my God.
Oh God, they cunt so hard.
They fucking nailed each other.
Yeah. And even they were still coming while that sperm was meeting the egg. It had already, the atoms had duplicated.
It was like, whoa!
And the mom was like, yes, 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 yes.
Oh my God.
Still fucking. The kid is, and life begins at conception, as we all know.
As we all know.
As we all know. So yeah. The kid, was basically just a little pee in there while the mother was still just really riding it, you know?
Man, to make abortion, it should be that you shrink the doctor down and he just goes in there with a gun.
What about, wait,
like
why
a
do
doom.
We, why do we only get abortion? Can't we have some abortion?
Hmm.
Like some for all of us.
You don't want to get
you
don't want to get a full abortion. You just want to go in there and just turn some dials.
No, no, no. I'm just saying there's abortion, right?
Uh-huh.
What about more abortion?
Yeah, right.
I want another abortion.
Let's take a break.
Wow. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, thanks for listening to that break, which I think to you was maybe an ad. And also, so you know, we also listened to the ad and we think it's tip top.
Ooh, I hope it's a good one.
Yeah.
Golly, I hope it's not for the casino or the army.
Yeah, yeah. Or the Navy or ASIO, which is kind of like our CIA.
Yeah.
So I guess don't go to the casino.
Don't go to the casino.
That ad, just so you know, don't go to the...
Don't go there.
Yeah.
But if you do, don't go there.
Anyway. Hey, Demi, I was... Okay.
You didn't wait.
Interesting.
What if I wasn't here?
Okay, yeah, no, that is interesting. Well, how about this? Hello, Demi.
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, when we put the chickens to bed before, did you think it was impressive that I could just pick that chicken up?
I really did.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was hoping you thought it was a friend's house.
Yeah, I was hoping you thought it was impressive.
Explain where the chickens are from.
What?
Explain where the chickens are from, because they're not our chicken. Okay. That's not it. But are
egg
they really from there?
Chicken,
or is the egg from the chicken?
No, our friends have chickens and they've gone away. They are a couple. They're wonderful. And they have gone away and we're minding their chickens and they're, is it a parakeet?
Yes. So or sunny. A budgerigar?
No, it's not a budgie. I've had budgies. I think it's a parakeet. It's a little parakeet. We're looking after him. He's a real asshole. He hates hands, so it's hard to feed him. And we're minding the chickens, and we have to put them away. One of them was trying to sleep on the fence. And once they're in sleep mode, Miles told me, you can't coax them with food.
Yeah.
So apparently I did the right thing, but I was like, well, I'm just going to grab this chook. And while I was grabbing it, it was like, hey, and it was like getting mad at me.
It was flapping its little arms around.
And underneath, its whole foot wrapped around three of my fingers and was clenching them together. And
oh my God.
It actually kind of felt really nice. Like chickens' feet sometimes are really, really soft.
Yeah, right.
It was like weird gray chicken skin just squeezing my fingers together. And I was like, I know, but you have to go to bed. We're going to have so many eggs. But also, I'm so glad you were impressed by me picking up the chicken because I was hoping that would impress you.
I really was. Yeah, it was incredible. A very notable thing. So this is
for some reason birds trust me. Have I talked to you about this before?
No, but please do. I think you may have brought this up.
Like baby, like when I had a nap in the Botanic Gardens once in Adelaide and I woke up and I had three baby ducks asleep on my legs.
Oh.
And was like, what the fuck is happening here? And the mother duck was nearby just kind of sitting. And I was like, this is fucked. Like, I've had multiple pigeons just come up and hang out with me and get on my hand and shit.
That's so fucked
it's
up.
It's fucked, and I don't know why. It's just birds, dude. Anyway.
Anyway.
Want to talk about luxury?
Yeah, I do. I found this guy. I want to talk to you today about Stuart Hughes.
Cool.
This is a luxury product maker. I'm not sure what you would call him. He claims to be an artisan, I guess.
You've seen some beautiful art. Never forget that.
So this is a guy who came to prominence because he is selling the world's most expensive whatever. Like he sells the world's most, he's come to fame for selling the world's most expensive boat, the world's most expensive TV, the world's most expensive house. And on his plain website, he sells iPhones that he's blinged out to be worth, by his estimation, 10,995 British pounds.
Oh, man, and do they look good, Tom?
These phones, Demi, look like complete dog shit.
Oh, that sucks.
They've got crocodile leather embedded on the back. They're all gold and diamonds, and they really make you appreciate how genuinely impressive an iPhone actually looks.
Isn't it funny, though, with those crocodile leather ones, like, to put them, like, the scales completely straight along like the rectangle of the phone because it looks like a 2-year-old's drawn graph.
Yes. It's really weird, dumb.
And also it shouldn't happen. So is that glued to the iPhone or is he making iPhone covers?
It's not clear. And one of the reasons it's not clear is that, well, so this guy is kind of like the, if you search most expensive blank, this guy comes up because he has had so much media.
If you ask for his most expensive blank, this guy comes and he'll say, this one, I'll charge you $90.
Yeah. This one. Yeah. There's no swimmers in that bad boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's like we drained the pool. Come on. Have this. It's completely immotile. Wait, is it immotile? Yeah, because motile means moving. Anyway, the point is...
Does cum that doesn't have any sperm in it look different?
Huh. I think... You know what? This actually came up in a video I was watching. I started watching ContraPoint's videos off the back of Cunningham's recommendation.
Mm.
And she was talking about the difference between... This is probably a different thing, but she was talking about the difference between, like, pre-transition and post-transition cum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can
But I don't know if that affects the motility of the sperm.
Huh. But after you've transitioned, isn't your... The cum is not... It's not cum because you don't have testicles.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's like I would say like
it's pee again?
It's piss again, yeah.
Yeah.
Again. What do you mean again? You transitioned twice? because I've looked into it as well, and like post-transition, like you get wet and stuff, and it's like very like it's all kind of the same, but sex is very different. But also like different people who ejaculate have different like viscousness of cum anyway.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, like, if there's a notable difference.
Like, mine is dust.
After, yeah, like, yours
Mine's
is dust.
A real dusty thing.
Yours is dust. Like, yours is dust.
Like, mine is dust. Mine's like when Dracula transforms into mist to go away.
And mine is a full pear.
Yeah.
Bring it out. I'm like, I hate these things. They taste fluffy.
I like them.
You like pears?
I like pears.
Ugh.
So, one of the things this guy comes up for is if you search world's most expensive jacket, which is kind of how I initially got into this guy, this is the world's most expensive denim jacket.
Oh, it's a jacket. I thought you meant like world's most expensive, comma, jacket, and it would be his penis that you could make come. That looks like, hey, Tom?
Yeah.
That jacket that you're showing me?
Yes.
Looks like... Fucking dog shit.
Yes. It was apparently commissioned for an unnamed rock star. I also agree that it looks like absolute dog shit.
Keith Jagger. Mick Richards.
Here is a boat that he is supposed to have done. It is worth $3 billion.
What is good about it? It's
so
brown.
This is a 100-foot boat. The world's most... I'm now going to read to you from the website.
Okay.
The world's most unique yacht, and probably the most expensive. History Supreme. This guy's addicted to the word supreme. The jacket that we were just looking at is called, like, I don't know, Designer Supreme. There are all the, fucking fancy MacBooks and shit that he makes, the iPhones, they're all called iPhone Air Supreme Fire or whatever.
The same favorite word as Taco Bell.
Yes. This project was commissioned for Stuart Hughes of Liverpool, UK.
I thought that was the guy who made it.
Yes, from an anonymous leading Malaysian businessman. So he's mixed up his, like...
Right, so it was commissioned... He was commissioned to do this boat.
Yes.
So does he just, like, get existing things and make them more expensive, or does he build shit from scratch?
What he puts forward is that he takes existing things and makes the most luxurious version of that thing.
This fucking guy.
At 100 feet, the yacht took 3 years to complete. A circa of 100,000 kilos of solid gold and platinum were added to the boat. All features, including the deck, dinning area, rails,
dinning,
anchor, are made from precious metals.
You can't, but that's the worst thing to make them out of.
The base of the vessel was wrapped in gold.
Except platinum, I guess. It's like the hardest one. But what the fuck?
The main sleeping quarter was adorned with platinum accents, of which included a wall feature. No, you know what? I'm giving this too much credit. Of which included, comma, wall feature, comma, made from meteoric stone. With genuine dinosaur bone shaved in from the raptor T-Rex. A cost of £3 billion.
They're
the most exclusive
dinosaurs.
Yacht was born.
Oh.
Similarly unique designs can be found on our other site, goldstriker.co.uk. So that's a £3 billion boat.
And he's just wrapped it in gold, which it looks like shit, first of all.
Yes.
Second of all, do you remember from Aladdin and the 40 Thieves when there was a guy who had a hand that when you touched it to anything, it turned to gold, and the way that he died was that he touched the hand and then he fell to the bottom of the ocean? Mm. Feels like you probably shouldn't wrap something in fucking gold if it's supposed to be seaworthy.
Yeah, certainly the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, okay, so you took this boat and then added 100 tons of gold to it.
Great.
And the answer is yes. Here is where he apparently got his start. It's a BMX that is,
that's fucking rad.
Is wrapped with gold. One thing that comes up continuously is that Stuart doesn't have any training as a goldsmith.
This is the point
where something has to start going off. Here is the other thing that is listed on his website. Sony PS3 and Nintendo Wii Supremes. Now, what do you think looking at that at those photos?
I think the PS3 looks like it's wearing a gold hat.
Yes. It's just he's completely taken one part of that image and made it gold.
He hasn't actually made these.
That is correct.
Is that right?
That is the image you're looking at now. That is a Photoshop filter and a recolor, genuinely added in the fucking, like,
the sparkles.
Tings.
Jesus Christ.
So, this guy gets an insane amount of publicity because he just is able to, like, there's one thing he sent around to, and he sends these to all the fucking media outlets, right? He sent this to Forbes. He sent, he got this published every which way. A 55-inch TV that was the most expensive TV in the world because he claimed...
55-inch isn't that big, is it?
No, it's not.
Our TV's bigger than that, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very unimpressive TV that he then... Basically, I think maybe it was the only TV model that he had access to. He then Photoshopped it to make it look like it was covered in gold and platinum and all that shit.
Honestly, if you gave me like a box TV that was covered in gold, I would actually think that's fucking cool. Imagine
like
watching
a CRT
like,
TV
well,
or
like,
something.
Well, like watching the TV that the Sopranos had that they thought was impressive in their lounge room.
Oh, yeah,
it's like
yeah,
a box.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
Absolutely. Here is his £6 million bed. It is, of course, made of gold.
Shit.
Yes, and it doesn't exist.
Gold is not very strong.
Here is, there has only been a few interviews with this guy. Here's one I found. My inspiration comes from myself.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
It doesn't surprise me, he says of his clients. There is still an ultimate wealth out there.
What?
When he isn't coming up with his latest gadget, Hughes is designing his new house with his wife, Catherine, in Liverpool.
Who is real and a woman.
That is another thing that does come up. It does not appear that he has a wife. Perhaps he did when this particular article was being written.
Well, he photoshopped a woman into pictures with him.
She's a solid gold broad. Yeah. It's just him and then an Oscar that he's added big tits to.
Actually, her name's Oscina, so she's a woman.
He is designing his new house with his wife, Catherine, in Liverpool. This was published in thestar.com. In it will be, not surprisingly, a gold room.
Oh, God.
I want a gold-plated TV, gold stereo, gold light fixtures. It will be something for me. And that's from the guy who faked selling a £3 billion yacht. And this got coverage genuinely all around the world in completely credible media outlets who didn't see the problem with adding 100 tons of gold and platinum to a boat that's 100 feet long.
But why? But why is he faking it? Is there ads? Is he making money?
I think what he's doing is he's maybe purchasing like shitty fucking costume jewelry, the luxury shit that you're seeing there is probably shit off Alibaba, you know, or
well,
like something like that.
Like it's not saying what quality of gold it's covered in, right? So is he just like he's painting shit gold?
I mean, yes, he's definitely, and he's also like claiming to have sold stuff to Posh Spice and fucking Lady Gaga, Karl Lagerfeld.
Jesus Christ,
it's some good shit. £5 million golden diamond iPhone is world's most expensive mobile. You know, these are some of the headlines that this guy got all around the world.
Really?
That was in the Toronto Star, by the way, that interview.
Oh my God. What, does Lady Gaga have a kid?
I don't know.
What if its name was...
Okay.
Hey, what if Lady Gaga had a kid and called it Baby Goo Goo? I want to die. I'll open up my veins. I want to die.
Okay. Anyway, the boat got officially rejected when...
Wait, like...
Yeah, it never existed.
It's not real, yeah.
It's just him genuinely taking... saying that he was working with a yacht company and then taking photos off of the yacht company's website and photoshopping the hull so it was gold instead of silver.
Oh, that's so fucking
And doing
good.
The same to every one of the fixtures.
Oh,
so,
man.
Like, when you saw the gold stairwell in the boat, he's just gone like, ugh?
Oh, Jesus, that's so funny.
It's pretty great.
Dumb fuck.
And then this is a house that he purported to sell, a £12.2 billion home that was constructed on the Switzerland and Italian border. It does not exist.
Of course.
But he said that it was made... The fixtures in the house were made from over 200,000 or 200 tons of solid gold and platinum fixtures. And then...
Does he exist?
It's also scattered with shavings of original dinosaur bone from a 65-million-year-old raptor.
Hey, Tom, can I say something to you?
Go ahead.
What's the guy's name again?
Stuart Hughes.
Stuart Hughes. This is my impression of him. You ready?
Uh-huh.
I love gold.
That was great, babe. Would it temper that at all to know that he lists all of this as himself while I believe still residing in Liverpool, England?
He's best friends with Beyonce.
Yep. Oh, man. I really want to find it.
Solid gold.
Gold, gold, gold.
It's gold, it's gold, it's gold, it's gold, it's solid gold, baby.
What do we think about...
Goldmember?
Yeah.
Great movie.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. I really did.
Yeah. It's a fun watch now because you get to see Beyonce be bad at something.
Yeah.
I know,
like,
I've said that before on the
before
podcast.
Before her, like, second prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When she just quit, she was like trying acting for some reason.
Yeah.
Here is the other interview.
She was Foxy Cleopatra, and she was a whole lot of woman.
This is the other interview I was able to find with Stuart Hughes. This is from the people who have maybe...
So much luxury.
These are the people who've maybe been most wholesalely reproducing his press releases that he would send out. It's from the website luxurylaunches.com.
Mm-hmm.
Time and again, we've written a lot about his creation. Today, it is time to know more about the Midas Touch designer, Stuart Hughes. Based in Liverpool, he has smeared his expertise over almost every gadget that money can buy.
Sticky, sticky iPhone.
But certainly, most of his creations are beyond the reach of a common man, in that they've added a hyperlink in that sentence, and it is, of course, leading back to the Sony PS3 Supreme, which is clad in gold and diamonds and also clearly does not exist.
Jesus Christ.
It's like he's taken a low-quality PNG, colored it gold.
Where are the diamonds supposed to be?
I don't know. I don't think that he was able to Photoshop them in.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, that's what it is. It's a diamond-studded disc loading slot.
Oh.
So that's what these are supposed to be here on either side of the disc slot.
Oh, God.
Yes. Anyway, they
What's
do not
What's this fucking
exist.
Website called?
This website that I'm reading the interview on?
Yeah.
Luxurylaunches.com.
Oh.
Leading
I have a... You want to hear my joke?
I would love to.
I have a website called luxurylunches.com.
Oh, yeah?
And it's photos of my vulva.
Yeah, right.
So people, you can eat that.
Because that would be a luxury to eat at lunch.
Because it's great and big.
Right. Hey, I just found through another hyperlink in here. Sorry, how much do you think it would cost to eat your pussy at lunch? Do you reckon it'd be less expensive because it's not like a peak hour?
Well, you need a little curtain.
Yeah.
Which would be most of the cost.
Yeah, we kind of eat, whenever I go down on you, I do it like I'm eating an ortolan. I hide my face so God can't see.
Yeah, but you also sort of do it like you're eating jerky. You really got to rip at that thing
yeah.
for me to feel anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I go down on you, I kind of do it like one of my parents' bulldogs trying to eat a treat off the ground.
Yeah.
Just kind of biting the air directly above it because I can't really hook around
into
it.
Well, you can't really see it past your snout.
One of the things here is the Prestige HD Supreme Rose Edition, the world's most expensive television, comes to $2.25 million. This is the thing that I was talking about before. It is the fakest image that I've ever seen.
What the fuck is that?
It is genuinely...
The angles aren't even right. No. Like, oh my God.
It's incredible. He slipped up here. It's Jesus three rectangles Christ. And the rectangles aren't even right.
Oh, it's so wrong.
Yeah, it's really impressive, honestly, that he... I know people just fucking want to publish shit, you know? Here's
well,
the
you
interview.
You get beat down by having to be a fucking journalist or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I think it's just they know that it'll get the clicks and whatever. But, yeah, this genuinely the world's most expensive boat thing got a huge amount of press.
Yeah.
What lured you into the world of luxury? It was as a hobby of mine by creating the world's rarest and coolest bike. It was a 1982 old school BMX, which I fully furnished in 24 karat gold, which caused a huge noise out there.
Before that, it was a $100 bill on a fishing line. A man in a limousine drove away whilst I was chasing the bill.
He led me to the luxury artisan workshop where I learned my trade, promising many more $100 bills in return.
The fuck? I don't, like, so he's not trained in, like, gold plating stuff, but he just puts gold on things?
And again, he doesn't. I don't think he does.
No.
I don't think he's done a single thing.
Why is he doing this? How does he make money?
I don't know, but apparently someone else has been able to find his social media posts before he deleted them, and he was constantly whinging about not having enough money.
Jesus.
Which in that case is like, yeah, of course you don't. You don't do anything.
You don't do stuff.
Will the craze for luxury brands ever fade? Not for me. I mainly work on the hottest gadgets, so there is always something hot to trick up.
Jesus Christ. Where I'm sad about this.
Where do you think the industry is heading? Anywhere I can take it to.
Oh, my God. He's trying to, like, have, like a pre-insanity Kanye attitude.
Yeah.
He's just like, anyway, I am God.
I am God.
But you suck.
Oh, shit, I didn't get around to saying this. I'm God.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
What is your greatest extravagance? I like my cars. What do you consider your greatest achievement? Being a father. Apart from playing the role of Midas, which talent would you most like to have? Being prime minister. Something you're born with, I guess. Not like a skill. I'd say my greatest talent is being prime minister. Being prime minister so I can kick all the present members of parliament in the nuts.
Oh.
Does the Prime Minister get to just fucking...
Yeah, they do, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's written in the... what would a British constitution be called? Let's call it, like...
Oh, I think you're thinking of the constitution wibbly-wobbly.
Wibbly-dibbly, quinchin.
Oh, you're looking at our lawsy-warsy, milsy-wilsy.
Are you looking at our crunchy-wunchy lawsy-warsies?
Oh, man, I just realised it probably is kind of something like that, in that it's like the Magna Carta babbity-boopta.
Babbity-boopta. Can you look it up? What is the British Constitution?
What is the British Constitution? Oh, and it's saying here low. They've got a low constitution score, but very high cunning.
That's really funny.
Constitution of the United Kingdom. Well, there you go.
Oh.
It's just the British Constitution.
Sucks.
Do
we have a constitution?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's the Australian Constitution.
I've never heard of it.
That is because...
Yes.
You are very stupid.
Do we really have a constitution?
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called the Constitution, if you're here. And if you're not here, it's called the Australian Constitution.
So why do you only hear about the Constitution when they're talking about America?
Okay, now I'm going to look up, do we have a Constitution?
All right, so if...
And this one's double or nothing.
You have to watch Wonder Woman 1984 if we don't.
Okay, and if we do have a Constitution,
yeah,
you have to watch it.
Okay.
And I don't have to watch it at all.
Okay.
Okay. Does Australia have a constitution? We do!
Ah!
Yes!
What's it called?
Suck shit.
What's it called?
the Australian Constitution.
Well, I'm not going to watch it anyway.
You're going to do it. No, this time you're not wriggling out of this one.
All right,
it doesn't have anyone cancelable.
You still have to watch it. Benedict Cumberbatch was in Wonder Woman.
No. I clarified that I don't have to watch it.
Shit, you did, didn't you? Fuck. I'll find a way out of this.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
Which living person do you most admire? Anyone who can battle serious illness, especially kids.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, kids are a serious illness. I will battle them.
Anyone who can beat the shit. Anyone who finds their house infested with children and takes them
bashes
out like
the
Doom
shit out
guy.
Of them, yeah.
Yeah. He talks like Garth Marenghi.
He does.
If not the Bling King, what would Stuart Hughes be? Seriously, I would have been Prime Minister.
The Blink. Oh, right. I heard, if not the Bling King, what else would you do with your eyes?
Right.
Like, that's all I could.
No, but yeah, he clarifies that Bling he actually. King. No, yeah. I would have been Prime Minister.
Yeah, he would have been.
I would have been Prime Minister. If I wasn't spray painting a bike gold and then sending it to everyone in my address book.
Well, these clowns in office couldn't have done a better job.
Mm-hmm. What can we expect the next bling thing from your lair?
I'm not
modifying that, by the way. It's what can we expect the next bling thing from your lair? No idea at the moment, but whatever it is, it will be crazy but beautiful.
Gold dog.
Remember dog? Now there's a luxury
now
version.
Gold dog.
Dung, dung.
Fuck me.
Trying to pat it with your gold hand.
Good boy. Dung. Fuck.
Anyway, well, it absolutely doesn't exist. It's very interesting. It's all very fabricated, and it's him trying to get. It's all very mysterious.
Mm.
But I will leave you with this, and this is for anyone who is interested in kind of getting a small business off the ground. On, what's it, the business name? Goldstriker.co.uk. That's his kind of subsidiary company. This is a Goldstriker International, and it's a catchphrase, or what's a catchphrase for a company?
Slogan.
Slogan. Its slogan is exclusivity for the fashionistas. Phones, watches, and then what's this? Business opportunity.
Ugh.
Business opportunity. For £9,995, you can get the rights to the name Stuart Hughes and Goldstriker.
Mm.
And you can also get their websites. And you can get full involvement in all their press releases regarding new product launches.
We have to buy that.
For £10,000, we can do it. And we can have a franchise in something that doesn't exist.
Yes, let's do it. Tom.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah. The bottom is about to fall out of podcasting any day now.
Yeah.
Time to jump into, I don't know, dipping an iPad in gold.
Ugh. Well. Photoshopping an iPad.
Yeah. No, we're going to do it for real.
All right, let's do it for real. We'll start a company.
Yeah, we're just going to have a big pot of gold boiling on the stove.
Why won't this crown melt?
Oh, geez Louise.
Talking about my teeth that I've ripped out.
Oh, God. Hey, do you have crowns?
What are crowns again? Like gold fillings?
That means, yeah.
No.
I don't think you do.
No, I have the fake bone fillings where they make fake bones.
Huh. Cool.
They dry them with UV lights. Do you have fillings?
No, I don't.
Bullshit.
Right?
It's fucked.
It's fucked. Hey, did I ever tell you I was supposed to get braces, but then my mum saw what I would look like if I had these corrective braces, and she was like, ah.
Oh. But your teeth are like, so straight.
Yeah, no, they're not. The bottom row is fucking a nightmare. See?
No, it looks fine to me.
It's pretty intense. But the main thing is that it would have brought my lower jaw forward. And check out my profile. So this is me as is now, but I've got a bit of an overbite. Here's right. me with that overbite corrected.
Ew, Tom.
Yeah, bad, right?
I think I have an overbite. Are your teeth supposed to sit against each other?
I think so.
All right, this is how I would look. Is that okay?
Crazy. Yeah, I think you have the same thing as me, where you look like a...
plank.
We both look like stubborn hags.
Well, thanks for listening to BigSubTitty.png. Follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/DemiLardner, twitch.tv/TomWalkerIsGood.
Yeah, we're doing dumb shit over there all the time. You can come hang out. And it's genuinely a really lovely community.
Yeah,
we have a bunch
really
of people
lovely.
There who've never watched Twitch before. And we also didn't watch it until this year. Now it's one of the main things
it's
we
weird.
Do.
It's one of our main things, but it's
like
it's
as entertainment also.
As entertainment watching. As well as, yeah. as working. But anyway.
Anyway, cool. Thank you so much for hanging out. Check out the Patreon if you want more episodes. And other than that, I guess I'll see you in the funny pages.
Man, it sucks to be around you.